Good morning. Welcome to the HQ Report. I'm Steve Nelson Jr., also known as Thurlow Weed, and this is a new podcast for the Hannibal-Quincy area. We're going to keep you updated with interviews from new entrepreneurs, new and young entrepreneurs, as well as events and other entertainment and news that's going on here in the area. We will touch on some political issues, but we don't want this to be a political broadcast or a political podcast, so we're not going to go too far into issues, but we will definitely be talking about issues that do need to be talked about. We want to keep you updated on what's going on, what kind of fun things are going on, and what kind of events that you think should be brought to the area. My wife and I recently moved here about a year ago, and I've been doing podcasts and FM radio broadcasting for about 10 years. I'm excited to start this new broadcast, and we're excited to have you here on our adventure. We're going to be uploading this podcast once every week. You can go ahead and catch it on iTunes, here on Anchor, and we're going to be distributing it through plenty of other platforms as well. So if you like what you hear, go ahead, leave us a comment. And don't forget to go ahead and share it with your friends. Share it through your social media outlets, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And we are also going to have a Twitter, a Facebook, and an Instagram soon here for this podcast. We thank you very much for joining in. And this is going to be our first one. We just want to introduce ourselves and talk a little bit about what we're going to be speaking about. I know my wife's going to be covering some family issues and topics and stuff like that, as well as family events that are going on. And I myself am going to be speaking with both new and old entrepreneurs, young, and I'm not talking new as in young ones, I'm talking as in just opening businesses. So you're going to hear about new businesses that are coming to the area, and we want to hear from you on what businesses you think should be coming to the area. We opened up the Big Muddy Soap Shop on Main Street in Hannibal. We've decided to go ahead and close that down, but I am also attending Gem City College. So we do have a little bit of ties to the area. My wife was born here and all of her family pretty much lives here. So we do have family roots here as well. Thank you very much for checking out the podcast. We hope you go ahead and share this with your friends. And remember, if you have a topic that you think that we should speak about or let people know about, go ahead and leave it to us in our message board. Hope you're having a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon. On this first episode of the HQ Report, there's a few different things that I want to talk about. One is I know that there is a go-kart place kind of close to Quincy. It's a bit north of Hannibal. But it's in Missouri. I think it's Taylor, Missouri, that there is a little go-kart place there. I heard that you can take your own go-karts up there. When I stopped by there, they actually weren't open. So I don't know if you can bring your own go-karts there. But if there is a listener that's out there that knows if we can bring our own go-karts, please, I would love to know. Now, the reason for this is my sons and I are currently building a go-kart. And we love watching cars and cameras on YouTube, so you definitely want to check that out. We can put a link somewhere here in the description of this podcast, cars and cameras. But they've got a lot of great things that they do. And kind of what I'm thinking is why is there not like a small go-kart club or a mini bike club or something like that that kind of does little races and stuff on the side? I see a small town just outside of Detroit and in the Detroit area, Detroit Hood TV, that's on YouTube, and they have races every weekend. So my thoughts are, why shouldn't we be doing something like that? Or why couldn't we be doing something like that? If we were to get something like that started, are there people out there that would be interested in being part of this? We definitely want to do things right. So we would go ahead and contact city council and do whatever we have to do to see if we can set up places to race, or even if we had to find some property to rent or purchase or something like that. But I want to know who would be interested in something like that, because I think that there's a lot of small towns out here, or a lot of people here in this small town, that would love to do some extra stuff like that, especially the teenage kids. And I know that there's adults out there. It also gives a chance for people to go ahead and work. Like if we have something for the families, it gives families a chance to do something with their kids and give some bonding moments, building a go-kart or something together. So I did want to bring that up just because I'm in the process of building some go-karts with my kids, and I wanted to see what everybody's idea on that was. I like the close-knitness of the small communities. That's why my wife and I moved out here, and we really want to be able to spend more time with our family, and it's a lot of fun. And I think that maybe other families would like to do that. So, go ahead and let us know down, leave a comment. Or whatever, or even on the Facebook group or whatnot. But let us know what you think, and if you'd be willing to participate and have some fun in something like that, or let me know if something like that is already going on at the go-kart place up in Taylor, Missouri. I'd really appreciate it. So I've always been an entrepreneur myself, and I've had many different businesses, and most of them, they've actually failed. But see, here's the thing with being an entrepreneur. You're actually going to have to fail more times than you're going to succeed. But there's going to be that one time that you succeed that's going to take over, or that's going to make you forget about all those other times that you failed. And really, if you fail, you don't really fail if you've learned from it, so you don't make that mistake or choice again. And it's only a failure if you let it keep you down. I want to find entrepreneurs and talk to them and showcase their businesses and help them out here on the show. So I don't want to talk about me a lot, because throughout the shows, you're going to hear about the different businesses that I have and the successes and the failures that I have. So I don't want to put that all in the first episode. I want to go ahead and let you know that I'm looking for you, entrepreneurs, new, old. Maybe you've been in business 5 years. Maybe you've only been in business a year. Maybe you've been in business 15 or 20 years and you're struggling because of technology, and you need to, kind of figure things out, or you need some help, or you just want to get your business showcased. We're looking for you. Maybe you know somebody. If you do, tag them in this video. Go ahead and send them a link to this podcast. Sorry, it's not a video, although we might have videos soon. But send them a link to this podcast. Let them know if you're in the Hannibal, Quincy area, maybe even a little bit further out. Go ahead, let us know. Give us a buzz, or send us a message, or send them a link to this. And we want to hear about you. We want to showcase you. It doesn't matter if you have a brick and mortar store, or if you're selling stuff online, or if it's just a home-based business. We can go ahead and do an interview with you and let people know about you. And we want to talk not just about your business, but you as an entrepreneur, your successes, your failures, where you're having troubles. Maybe we can even start building a mastermind group so we can start picking other entrepreneurs' brains in the area. That's just kind of a vision I've got. So, again, entrepreneurs, we're looking for you. If you know somebody, or if you're one yourself, go ahead, give us a message, comment below. You can send an email to the HQ Report 573, the HQ Report 573 at gmail.com. Although we're not going to get into politics all the time and very deep into politics, we are going to talk about politics when the subjects are important, and also when it's during election seasons. And there is an election season that's coming up. It's a small election course that is coming up. And if there are any of the candidates that are running that you would like to go ahead and hear from, please let us know. You can do voice messages here for the show that we can air on the show. You can also go ahead and just type a message down below, or send us an email. We can also run our own debate as well, if that's something that you guys feel that is very, is very important. Again, we want to bring entertainment to you, but we also want to bring something that you want to listen to and that is valuable to you as well as entertaining to you. So if there's anybody that you feel that we need to talk to or any subjects that you feel that we need to talk about, then please feel free to let us know or feel free to at least voice your comments in a voice message and we can go ahead and get them out there on the show. Thank you for checking out the first episode of the HQ Report. Don't forget to share this with your friends or family members that you feel will bring value to. And don't forget to bookmark this for future episodes. We are going to be having our Facebook group as well as Instagram and Twitter put together. That way you'll be able to keep up to date with news on the spot instead of just one episode a week. And let us know if you have anybody that you feel that we should interview. Entrepreneurs, we're looking for you. We also are really interested in getting something going with go-karts and mini bikes before the end of the summer, but we don't want to rush it. So if we've got to wait till next year, we can do that. But hey, it's not too early to start planning, right? Hope you all have a wonderful week, and thanks again for checking it out. Take care and have a wonderful day. We're going to end this episode on a little note for the Independence Day and the 4th of July. Here's God Bless America.